जगद्गुरु शंकराचार्य गुरु महाराज की जय।
इन हिज शॉर्ट लाइफ ऑफ 32 इयर्स Shankara achieved that union of sage and saint, of wisdom and kindness, which characterizes the loftiest type of man produced in India. That was a tribute paid by Will Juran to Sri Shankara Bhagavat Pada. Hi, this is Shastri Vadali and welcome to Paramartha, a podcast about spirituality and humanity. You are listening to the 5th episode of the series titled The Greatness of Sringeri. Let's learn all about Sri Shankara Bhagavat Pada in this episode. The permanent charm of the name of Sri Shankara Bhagavat Pada, the founder of the Sringeri Math, lies undoubtedly in the Advaita philosophy he propounded. It was based on Upanishads and augmented by his incomparable commentaries. He wrote for everyone and for all times. The principles which he formulated, systematized, preached, and wrote about has no limitations of time and place. It cannot be denied that such relics of personal history of the great Acharya have their own value. It kindles our imagination to visualize him in flesh and blood. It establishes a certain personal rapport instead of a vague conception as an unknown figure of the past. With that, let's listen to a shloka of Sri Shankara Bhagavat Pada now.
भजेहं भगवत्पादं भजतामभयप्रदं
भजेहं भगवत्पादं भजतामभयप्रदं
भजेहं भगवत्पादं भजतामभयप्रदम्
भजेहं भगवत्पादं भजतामभयप्रदम्
To those who are fortunate to study his valuable works, devotion and gratitude well up spontaneously in their hearts. His flowing language, his lucid style, his stern logic, his balanced expression, his fearless exposition, his unshakable faith in the Vedas, and other manifold qualities of his works convey an idea of his greatness that no story can adequately convey. To those who are denied the immeasurable happiness of tasting the sweetness of his works, The stories of his earthly life do convey a glimpse of his many-sided personality. By the way, I will introduce you to the term called Shankara Vijayas now. Shankara Vijayas are the traditional biographies of Sri Shankara Bhagavat Pada. Of the chief incidents in his life, there is not much variation among the several accounts entitled Shankara Vijayas. Sri Shankara was born of Shivaguru and Aryamba at Kaladi in Kerala. Professor Max Muller and Professor MacDonald hold the view that he was born in 788 AD and died in 820 AD, that he flourished in the first quarter of the 9th century is also the opinion of Professor Keith. Sri Shankara lost his father in the third year. He received Gayatri initiation in his fifth year. He made rapid strides in the acquisition of knowledge. In his eighth year, he obtained with great difficulty the consent of his mother and took up sannyasa. The story goes like this. Shankara, at age eight, has gone with his mother Aryamba to bathe in a river. He is caught by a crocodile and he called out his mother to give him permission to become a sannyasin, or else the crocodile will kill him. The mother reluctantly agrees. Having taken up the sannyasa, Sri Shankara started in quest of a competent teacher and eventually found Govinda Bhagavat Pada, the disciple of Gaudapada, on the banks of the river Narmada. He stayed with his guru for a while. Under his command, he went to Kashi and Badri, where he composed his unrivaled and unequaled bhashyas on the Prasthana Traya. By the way, the Upanishads, the Brahma Sutras, and the Bhagavad Gita are jointly called as Prasthana Trayas. Sri Shankara went to meet Kumarila Bhatta, who is the champion of Karma Mimamsa. It was too late to hold any discussion with him, as he had commenced the penance of slow death as a means of expiation. As directed by Kumarila Bhatta, Shankaracharya went to meet his foremost disciple Viswarupa, also known as Mandana Mishra. The debate with Mishra, his eventful conversion to the views of Sri Shankara, and his taking up sannyasa as Sureshwaracharya are all well known. Sri Shankara then started on a tour of religious revival throughout India. He condemned unsastric practices and re-established Vedic observances. He rid the society of many evils and restored the Vedic religion in its philosophical and practical aspects to its pristine purity and glory. To safeguard the maintenance of this purity in the future, he established 4 mutts in 4 directions. He entrusted them to the charge of his 4 foremost disciples. He ascended the Sarvagna Peetam in Kashmir. Before his 32nd year, he had completed this colossal work. It is beyond one's comprehension how he found time and energy for such accomplishment. In addition, he He composed the great mass of literature that stands to his credit.
ಶಂಕರ ದೇಶಿಕ ಲೋಕ ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ಶಂಕರ ದೇಶಿಕ ಲೋಕ ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ಶಂಕರ ದೇಶಿಕ ಲೋಕ ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ಶಂಕರ ದೇಶಿಕ ಲೋಕ ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ಹಿಂದೆ ಸುಕೃತವ ಮಾಡಿದೆ ಅದರಿಂದ ನಿನ್ನೊಳು ಕೂಡಿದೆ 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 ಶಂಕರ ದೇಶಿಕ ಲೋಕ ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ
ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಯು ಓ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶಂಕರ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಯುನೀಕ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಎ ಫಿಲಾಸಫರ್ ಹಿ ಡೆಮಾನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ದ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೇದಾಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ ವೈಡ್ ಎನಫ್ ಟು ಎಂಬ್ರೇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಫೇತ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಫೀಸ್ He had no quarrel with the believer who conceived of God as capable of manifestation in an image. Neither did he disagree with the abstract philosophers who could not conceive of God as the personal ruler of the universe. Sri Shankaracharya felt that the former's standpoint was as logical as the latter's. He was able to perceive that there were many points of view, contradictory because no one had a full perspective of the reality. He was prepared to say to both of them, "You are right." He felt that they were right so far as they went. He disagreed only when they presumed to say that their conception of what was right exhausted all. He has made a place in his system for every variety of thought and practice. His system is like a huge edifice. It gives room for any kind of structure, architecture, or ornamentation. He finds in the Vedic religion an infinite storehouse of thoughts and precepts suited to every possible temperament and stage of spiritual development. The great Acharya realized in all its fullness the significance of such a religion. He was able to reconcile all the warring creeds and sects. The grateful world, in its turn, recognized him as a world teacher or Jagatguru. Though his special forte was the enunciation of the nameless and formless absolute, he was credited at the same time with the establishment of the six common forms of Hindu religious worship. This earned for him the title of Shanmata Sthapanacharya. Sri Shankara was the most acute of philosophers. He was the most devoted of devotees. He preached the doctrine of the self to a point. He practically denied God any part in the regulation of our affairs. At the same time, he enunciated the seemingly contradictory doctrine that all our activities and its results depended on God and God alone. His idea of renunciation was so high as to require us to throw off everything that we call ours. He found nothing inconsistent in a king retaining his kingdom and attending to his duties while being a renunciate in the heart. It is very difficult to understand, more so to appreciate, such a teacher. It was easy for him to descend to the level of others, place himself in their position, and appreciate their attitude or conduct. However, it is not so easy for others to rise to his level of supreme eminence. Before his breadth of vision, all things fade into insignificance. Sri Shankara, as an intellectual phenomenon, is as inscrutable as the absolute which he sought to explain to the sense-born world in expressions of seeming limitation. As a devotee, he is equally elusive of any classification. He is a bhakta of Shiva, as much of Vishnu, and in fact of any other deity of the Hindu religion. He was a bhakta of the one who manifests in the all. His intellectual grasp was unrivaled. His emotional piety was unequaled. He was the severest of logicians. At the same time, he was the most uncompromising upholder of the authority. In short, he defies categorization.
ಶಿಕಲೋಕ ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ನಿನ್ನ ಪಾದವ ಕಂಡ ಮನುಜನು ಜನ್ಮವಳಿದಾರೂಢನು 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 ಶಂಕರ ದೇಶಿಕ ಲೋಕ ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ ಶಂಕರ ದೇಶಿಕ ಲೋಕ ಗುರೋ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು ಜಗದ್ಗುರೋ 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 ನಿಮಗೆ ಶರಣು
Jagat Guru. You just listened to the Namavali of Sri Shankaracharya. Let us now listen to some of the tributes to Shankara Bhagavat Pada. His Holiness Swami Shivananda said, "Shankara was the foremost among the masterminds and the jade souls which Mother India has produced. He was a Jain metaphysician who expounded systematically the Advaita philosophy. A practical philosopher, an infallible logician, a dynamic personality, and a stupendous moral and spiritual force that he was. His grasping and elucidating powers knew no bounds. It took 30 years for the well-known Sanskrit professor Max Müller to translate the commentaries of Rig Veda written by Sayana. There is a little interesting incident that when the original was found to be illegible in some places, he got an authorized transcription from the first original still preserved in the Sringeri Math through the influence of the then Maharaja of Mysore. Many are the mutts and monasteries in India where holy men or their successors sit and where Hindus from all parts of India gather, but none so great or so famous as Sringeri, the original seat of Adi Shankaracharya. The Sringeri Peetham is one of the oldest monasteries of the world, flourishing for over 12 centuries now. That was the tribute paid by His Holiness Swami Sivananda. Here is another tribute by Jawaharlal Nehru. In a brief life of 32 years, Shankara did the work of many long lives and left such an impress of his powerful mind and rich personality on India that is very evident today. He was a curious mixture of a philosopher and a scholar, an agnostic and a mystic, a poet and saint, and in addition to all this, a practical reformer and an able organizer. He built up for the first time within the Brahminical fold 10 religious orders, and of these 4 are very alive today. By locating his 4 great monasteries in the north, south, east and west, he evidently wanted to encourage the conception of a culturally united India. These 4 places had been previously places of pilgrimage from all parts of the country and now became more so. The life of Shankara, says Dr. S. Radhakrishnan, makes a strong impression of contraries. He is a philosopher and a poet, a servant and a saint, a mystic and a religious reformer. Such diverse gifts did he possess that different images present themselves if we try to recall his personality. One sees him in youth, on fire with intellectual ambition, a stiff and intrepid debater. Another records him as a shrewd political genius, attempting to impress on the people a sense of unity. For a third, he is a calm philosopher engaged in the single effort to expose the contradictions of life and thought with an unmatched incisiveness. For a fourth, he is the mystic who declares that we are all greater than we know. There have been few minds more universal than his. This is the tribute by Dr. S. Radhakrishnan. The 15th edition of New Encyclopedia Britannica pays its tribute to Sri Shankara in this way. Shankara, Indian philosopher, the leading exponent of Advaita Vedanta, non-dualism, and author of commentaries on the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Brahma Sutra, which are known for their profundity of spirit and subtlety of thought. Shankara attempts to build a spiritual view of life on rational foundations. By reasoning, we find that the world is not self-maintaining and must have a cause which is transcendent to it. In spiritual experience, we apprehend the reality of this absolute spirit, which is called Brahman. The difference of knower, known, and knowledge disappear when the supreme reality is known. Here is what Sister Nivedita says about Sri Shankara Bhagavad Pada. Western people can hardly imagine a personality like that of Shankaracharya. We contemplate with wonder and delight the devotion of Francis of Assisi, the intellect of Abelard, the virile force and freedom of Martin Luther, and the political efficiency of Ignatius Loyola. But who could imagine all these united in one person? At the end, let us bow to Sri Shankara and pray for our well-being. Thank you for listening to this podcast. In the next episode, we will talk about the disciples of Sri Shankara. Before you go, please listen to this kirtana on Sri Shankara. This is Shastri Vadali saying goodbye to you.
Vandanam guruvirane nimagundanam sukhasarane Vandanam guruvirane nimagundanam sukhasarane Bandhamokshagalim bairadara sandutoridadhirane Bandhamokshagalim bairadara sandutoridadhirane Vandanam guruvirane nimagundanam sukhasarane Vandanam guruvirane nimagundanam sukhasarane Bandhamokshagalim bairadara sandutoridadhirane Bandhamokshagalim bairadara sandutoridadhirane Vandanam guruvirane nimagundanam sukhasarane Bandhamokshagalim bairadara sandutoridadhirane Tanna nijavanu nodanu ee bhinna valiyadamu ನಿನ್ನ ಪಾದವ ಕಂಡ ಮನುಜನು ಜನ್ಮವಳಿದಾರೂಢನು ನಿನ್ನ ಪಾದವ ಕಂಡ ಮನುಜನು ಜನ್ಮವಳಿದಾರೂಢನು ತನ್ನ ನಿಜವನು ನೋಡನು ಈ ಭಿನ್ನವಳಿಯದ ಮೂಢನು ತನ್ನ ನಿಜವನು ನಿನ್ನ ಪಾದವ ಕಂಡ ಮನುಜನು ಜನ್ಮವಳಿದಾರೂಢನು ನಿನ್ನ ಪಾದವ ಕಂಡ ಮನುಜನು ಜನ್ಮವಳಿದಾರೂಢನು ವಂದನಂ ಗುರುವೀರನೆ ನಿಮಗೊಂದನಂ ಸುಖಸಾರನೆ ಬಂಧ ಮೋಕ್ಷಗಳೆಂಬಯರಡರ ಸಂದುತೋರಿದಧೀರನೆ ಹಿಂದೆ ಸುಕೃತವ ಮಾಡಿದೆ ಅದರಿಂದ ನಿನ್ನೊಡು ಕೂಡಿದೆ ಹಿಂದೆ ಸುಕೃತವ ಮಾಡಿದೆ ಅದರಿಂದ ನಿನ್ನೊಡು ಕೂಡಿದೆ ಬಂಧವಿಲ್ಲದ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಸಹಜಾನಂದ ಪದವಿಯ ನೋಡಿದೆ ಬಂಧವಿ ಗಜಾನಂದ ಪದವಿಯ ನೋಡಿದೆ, ಹಿಂದೆ ಸುಕೃತವ ಮಾಡಿದೆ ಅದರಿಂದ ನಿನ್ನೊಡು ಕೂಡಿದೆ,
ಹಿಂದೆ ಸುಕೃತವ ಮಾಡಿದೆ ಅದರಿಂದ ನಿನ್ನೊಡು ಕೂಡಿದೆ,
ಬಂಧವಿಲ್ಲದ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಸಹಜಾನಂದ ಪದವಿಯ ನೋಡಿದೆ,
ಬಂಧವಿಲ್ಲದ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಸಹಜಾನಂದ ಪದವಿಯ ನೋಡಿದೆ,
ವಂದನಂ ಗುರು ವೀರನೇ ನಿಮಗೊಂದನಂ ಸುಖ ಸಾರನೇ, ಬಂಧ ಮೋಕ್ಷಗಳೆಂಬ ಎರಡರ ಸಂದು ತೋರಿದ ಧೀರನೇ, ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿಗಳಾದರೋ ಬಹುಮಂದಿ ಕಳೆದೆ ಹೋದರು,
ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿಗಳಾದರೋ ಬಹುಮಂದಿ ಕಳೆದೆ ಹೋದರು,
ತಂದೆ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಶಂಕರಾರ್ಯನೇ ಹಿಂದೆ ನಿಲ್ಲುವ ದೇವರು,
ಶಂಕರಾರ್ಯನೇ ಹಿಂದೆ ನಿಲ್ಲುವ ದೇವರು,
ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿಗಳಾದರೋ ಬಹುಮಂದಿ ಕಳೆದೆ ಹೋದರು,
ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿಗಳಾದರೋ ಬಹುಮಂದಿ ಕಳೆದೆ ಹೋದರು,
ತಂದೆ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಶಂಕರಾರ್ಯನೇ ಹಿಂದೆ ನಿಲ್ಲುವ ದೇವರು,
ಸದ್ಗುರು ಶಂಕರಾರ್ಯನೇ ಹಿಂದೆ ನಿಲ್ಲುವ ದೇವರು,
ವಂದನಂ ಗುರು ವೀರನೇ ನಿಮಗೊಂದನಂ ಸುಖ ಸಾರನೇ, ಬಂಧ ಮೋಕ್ಷಗಳೆಂಬ ಎರಡರ ಸಂದು ತೋರಿದ ಧೀರನೇ, ವಂದನಂ ಗುರು ವೀರನೇ ನಿಮಗೊಂದನಂ ಸಾರನೇ, ಬಂಧ ಮೋಕ್ಷಗಳೆಂಬ ಎರಡರ ಸಂದು ತೋರಿದ ಧೀರನೇ, ಬಂಧ ಮೋಕ್ಷಗಳೆಂಬ ಎರಡರ ಸಂದು ತೋರಿದ ಧೀರ.